ओम शांति। वंस अ बोट कैप्साइज्ड, ओवरटर्न्ड एंड टू पर्सन्स हु वर इन दैट बोट ऑलमोस्ट ड्राउंड समहाउ सेव्ड देमसेल्फ एंड रीच्ड एन आइलैंड। इट वॉज एब्सोल्युटली आइसोलेटेड आइलैंड, देयर वॉज नन देयर, एंड दोज टू पीपल were roaming here and there, searching for help, but none was available. One of them built a hut, and he was a devotee of God, and he started praying to God, and whatever he had, whatever food that was available with him, he also offered to the other person. And this man was still very cheerful, still very happy that God at least saved him. Whilst the other man, he was very grumbling, complaining, disturbed, shouting, angry at times. So both of these two people started staying together in two different huts at some distance. One was expressing thankfulness all the time to God, while other was complaining to God all the time. And in such a manner, 1 month passed. And the only food that was available was the coconut water. So the first person, he survived on that coconut water for 1 month. And other person, he stuffed up all those coconuts in his hut. One evening, a rescuer team came. Because they got to know that two of the men are lost in this island. And they started searching those two men. And they came to the first man. He welcomed them in his hut, provided them coconut water. And the rescue team was very happy. And they said to him, "Please now you go to the ship, our ship is waiting there." But he says, "There is one more person along with me. What about him?" So the team says, "We will search him. You go and sit." And he goes. And the team starts searching the other man. And they came across the hut of the other person at some distance. And it is already dark. So they say from outside, "Is there anyone inside?" But the person who is inside thinks, "Somebody has come to steal my coconuts." Because he was very greedy as well. He did not want to give anything to anyone. So he started throwing coconut at them. They said, and they tried to convince him, but he was beyond any convincing. And when such a thing was happening, the rescuer team got scared. They thought it is some tribal man. One of them took out his gun and tried to shoot. But the man who was inside, who was ungrateful and who was always complaining and who was very greedy, he started vigorously to throw more coconuts. But one of them took out his gun and shot him and he died. They came back somehow, running from that hut. And they sat. And the ship started. The first person said, "What about the other person? What has happened to him?" They said, "We don't know about him, but we got saved. We met one tribal who started throwing multiple things at us, and we got scared. Probably he might bring his other people to fight with us. From the description, the first person understood that his friend has died. Friend or just an acquaintance? The story ends here. It depicts two mindsets. The situation was very adverse. The situation was very difficult. But in such a difficult situation also, when person is stranded and there is none and there is no food available, the first person was still happy, while the second person was unhappy, while the second person was still very greedy and he was not ready to share anything what he had with anyone. Don't know what he was before the boat got drowned, but these are representative of two mindset. One mindset which is linked with God, one mindset which is linked with God and which is stable in the most of the adverse situation, and still grateful and still loving and still not given up. The other mindset, slight discomfort, slight inconvenience, and his nature became irritable, and the result was his death. Why I'm telling you all this? Soon, time is going to change. A very tough time is in front of us. We do not know what is going to happen the next moment. Only the person, only the soul who has achieved that stability of the mind from a practice of long period can remain stable in the forthcoming times, because we all are going to undergo many tough papers which are about to come. So today we will discuss what are those papers which are going to come, and what are the preparation which is needed for those papers, and what we should do, how much vigilant, ever ready we should remain for those papers. There are in all total 10 papers. Out of those 10, 6 are very, very important. Out of the remaining 4, 2 are more important, while 2 may come, may not come. So in all, there are total 10 papers which are going to come in the life of every Brahmin soul. No matter how many Gyan and Yoga you have done, no matter you might have been regular, but if you fail in those papers, you will be declared as fail. Because no amount of your excuses, your tricks are going to work. For example, 4 engineering college students, they go for partying and they get late at night and they forget that next day they have their test and they reach late at home. Next day morning they go to the dean of the college and they say to him that we got late in some important work, and they go with grease and dirt applied to their clothes, and they say that whilst coming our tire got punctured. So can you help us? So the dean says, okay, I'll take your exam again after 3 days. And in those 3 days they prepare themselves very well and they come for the exam. So when they come back to the exam, the dean says, I have one condition, but you all 4 of you will sit in 4 different rooms, because this is a special exam to be conducted for you 4. And there would be only 2 questions. Question number 1, what is your name? Marks 1. Question number 2, which tire got punctured? Right, left, right, front right, front left, back right, back left. So you cannot fool the teacher. Our teacher is Dharmaraj also, the Supreme Justice. He will not spare, no matter what excuses you give. If there is a 1,000 pages book and somebody is asked how much time it will take to read, a writer says, I will take 6 months. A doctor says, I will take 2 months. A lawyer says, I will take 1 month. And a student is asked, he says, it depends on when is the exam. Then I will start reading. So a very, very tough paper is going to come. And the papers which I am going to mention, these are to be remembered all the time. Or rather, I will say, every Brahmin must revise this every day, that such a time is going to come and such a thing is going to happen. And these papers are mentioned by Baba, not in one Murli, but they are scattered in many of the Avyakta Murlis. The first paper, 5 Vices. Even if one vice is hidden somewhere, you will be defeated by that vice only. Because that suddenly that vice will come out. If there is a jealousy hidden somewhere, in the final times, that jealousy will come out. If there is a lust hidden somewhere, that lust will take some form, some fanciful form, some very attractive form, and come out. If anger is hidden somewhere, and we have not worked on anger, if irritability is hidden somewhere, and we have not worked on that irritability, it will tend to come out. No matter what amount of seva we have done, but if we are egoistic about that seva, that ego would become the reason of our fall. How much checking is needed? There is an imaginary example of a Brahma Kumari who opened many centers and who did a lot of service across the world and who gave courses to lakhs. She died, went to Baba. Baba asked her, child, what have you done? She did not mention on her own. Baba is asking her, child, what have you done? So she started narrating her story. She stated, Baba, I gave courses to these many students, I conducted these many programs, and I constructed centers, and I conducted workshops, and I did this and that and this and that. She started narrating all those things, whatever she had done, sincerely. And she is not narrating on her own. Baba has asked, tell, what have you done? At the end of her talk, Baba said, child, all these things I was doing, what you did. All these things I was doing, what you did. The slightest a trace of ego, that I am doing something, it's because of me things are happening. If I am not there, I will see how the seva happens. If I give some suggestion, it has to be followed. If you don't follow, I am going, go. Now let me see how you do the service. In the path of devotion, they say, ignorance is darkness, but knowledge is great darkness. Maha Andhakar. Why? Because knowledge, pseudo-knowledge, brings ego. I know, I have understood, I am a great yogi, I am a great jnani, I have a lot of experience, I am very senior, I know many people, I have a lot of acquaintance, my yoga chart is very good, I have done a lot of service. I used to be an intense effort maker. But now he is an ex-intense effort maker. That is another story. This paper is going to come to everyone. If you have not worked on vices, some or other vice will come. Attachment. A mother is there who is in jnana, but she is so much attached to her only son. And she is responsible for bringing that son into jnana. And he has become so strong, so pakka in jnana, that he says, now I will stay Kumar whole my life. But the mother wants a daughter-in-law now. And the daughter-in-law should be a BK. But the Kumar says, no, I have devoted my life to Baba, I will not listen. Mother says, you have to do. She is the one who brought him in jnana. And then he gets married. But the wife who comes is the incarnation of a demoness. Every day quarrel, every day fights. So the son says, see, you only told me to get married. Mother says, I told, but it is you who married. I told, but it is who you gave, you who got married. Even if the slightest attachment, the slightest traces of lust, our purity should be the highest. Even at the level of thought, not just thought, at the level of dream. What great sadhana, what great abhyas, what great practice is needed for such purity. So many maryadas one has to follow. If one is slightly careless, then gradually attachment would get developed between two persons. If there is no Baba between two persons, both are jnanis, both are yogis, both are teachers, they get attached to each other. And the fall starts. That's why in this Brahmin life, one has to be extremely vigilant, careful, work on each and every vice. Have I got rid of lust in all its form? Is it coming to me in any way, in dreams, any digital form, any stimulus, any excitement from anywhere? If it is, then the same thing will become the reason of your fall one day. So the first paper that is going to come in everyone's life would be the paper of five vices. And to get rid of these vices is the very goal of Brahmin life, but for these vices, getting rid of these vices, you need a very strong set of maryadas with you. If you are slightly careless about maryadas, gradually something will happen. If suppose somebody is doing Amrit Vela every day and Amrit Vela is powerful every day, one day he misses the Amrit Vela, that very day he will develop some attachment to somebody. That very day, some point of time, he will suddenly become irritable, suddenly a rush of anger. Suddenly, some digital temptation will come. And that will lead to the fall. So, the first paper that is going to come is five vices and their subtle five forms and their royal forms. Some laziness, some carelessness, a stress of jealousy, envy, something or other will attack. Any vice for that matter. So you should be so alert. You know, in Ramayana it is shown Sita, how she got abducted. She couldn't recognize that the person who is in front of her is Ravan. Because Ravan was not in his usual form. So here also in Brahmin life, Ravan will not come to you. On his forehead, Ravan or Maya written like that. Maya will come to you in white dress with badge. And you will never understand that this is Maya. It is a time of yoga, and the brother will say, let's go for a walk. It's a time of tapasya. Next day Amrit Vela is there. Everybody knows. But the person will say, let us watch movie. And they are watching movie till 11 o'clock. Or some serial. Or something like that. And then getting up 3:45. And feeling sleepy. And somehow getting satisfied that we have done Amrit Vela. Yesterday Baba talked about company of the truth. Today Baba talked about the businessman. We have to become a very shrewd businessman. Don't become a stupid and foolish businessman who is incurring losses because of his own mistakes, committing mistakes after mistakes, one mistake after another mistake. A whole mountain of mistake is erected. If you want to commit mistake, definitely commit. But don't commit the same mistake again. Commit new mistakes. Don't go for the same mistake. It is stupidity. Somebody has become too much attached to A, got attached to B, and then B one day deceives A, and A gets disheartened. Now A is in search of another. Now the C has come. Now A has got attached to C. And again the C one day deceives A. Now the C is in search of D. When A develops attachment to all, detachment for all, then only the real journey will begin. It's not getting detached for A or B. It's not about one person, it is about all. Get attached, remain attached only to the one. That is the only safest thing in Brahmin life. The moment you pin your attachment, your expectations on somebody, know for sure that sorrow is going to follow you soon. If I have, in this Brahmin life, you should follow one policy, and the name of the policy is no expectation policy. Don't expect anything from anyone. You have done a very great seva. Don't expect that somebody will come and praise you. You are sick. Don't expect that others will come and take care of you. You have given a lot of love to somebody. Don't expect that you will get the same love in return. So no expectation for love, for care, for attention, for praise, for acknowledgement, for recognition, for power, for sakash, for help, for cooperation. Why you want? He is giving everything. And if you expect from others, know well that they are going to deceive one day or the other, whether they are Brahmins or others. If they help on their own, it's okay. But I don't want to expect anything from them. Because I am not doing anything to show off. Suppose you have spent the whole night drawing rangoli on the floor. There is some festival. Somebody comes in the morning and says, who has drawn this? It's so rubbish. So one becomes sorrowful. Or another example, you have done a very good seva. Somebody comes and starts praising you so much and you get elated, happy. So your happiness is dependent on their praises. We have, remember this policy in Brahmin life, no expectation policy. I don't want anything from anyone. I want everything only from Baba. That's it. So attachments, lust, greed, ego, the vices, and know they're the subtlest form of the vices. What is the subtlest Maya that ever comes to me? Churn on this topic. What is the minutest, the subtlest Maya that attack me in my life? And what are the timings when Maya come to me? And what are the places when Maya come to me? Is it my office, center, bedroom? What is that place where Maya comes? Because some Maya comes at particular, only in particular places. They will not come to you when you are sitting on your desktop and working. They will come to you probably when you are on your bed. They will come to you probably when you are in company of a particular person. They will come to you only in a particular relationship. It doesn't come in relationships. There are 100 relationships you have. You know 100 people, you talk with them. But the only one person is there. The moment you talk with that person, Maya comes. No persons, no places, no timings, no the forms of Maya. Know the person through which the vice enters you. Know the timing when the vice enters. Know the place where the vice enters. And what are the forms in it which it enters? Is it some poster, picture, movie, song? What is it? Is it some dress, object, some gift given by somebody? The moment you see that gift, you remember that person. Baba says, don't remember anyone. That is the last thing. Why you want to remember the world and the worldly people and the things they have given by them? Everything is transitory. Vanity is vanity, all is vanity. Vanity means show off, dikhava. Get rid of all these nonsensical things which are in the mind. And make this connection with Baba clear. There was a brother in Madhuban, very senior brother. He met Baba in history hall. And one day he asked Baba, Baba, I ask you so many questions at Amrit Vela, but you never answer. Please tell me the reason why you don't answer. Baba said, if a child asks a question and Baba doesn't answer, it cannot happen. You do not get the answer because the line of your intellect is not clear. This was Bab Dada's answer, direct answer. Why you feel that you are asking 100 questions to Baba and Baba is not giving a single answer? Because the line of intellect is not clear, that's why you don't get the answer. So the first paper would be 5 vices. The second paper, 5 elements. Just imagine, even if a one element causes upheaval, disturbance, what sort of condition takes place? Just imagine a single tsunami. Everything is disrupted. Everything is devastated. Buildings are razed to ground. People die like anything. That is just one element. Imagine along with tsunami if volcano comes. Along with volcano, earthquake comes. All 5 elements attack together. What will happen? And this time is going to come. Are we prepared for it? Probably not. Everywhere people would be shouting. And you know, during natural calamities, 2 sort of things come up from the human mind. The worst part and the best part. Best part means people will come out and start helping each other. That is the best part during natural calamities. But the worst part also will take place. Thieves will come out. Those who are dead, they will snatch their necklaces. They will kill people and take away their ornaments. During natural calamities, both things happen. The best part of the human being and the worst part of the human being both come out on the surface. Because whatever is there hidden in us, that will come out during the adverse situations. So the second paper which is going to come in future would be the paper of 5 elements. And that is why every Brahmin's responsibility is to give sustenance to 5 elements. Express gratitude to 5 elements. Express thankfulness to the 5 elements. Give sakash to the 5 elements. Give sakash to the earth. Give sakash to water. Give sakash to air. Give sakash to the sky. To fire. If you serve 5 elements every day, probably you might remain safe. Recently in Sri Lanka, there was serial bomb blasts. This evening, Mirabhan was telling me there was one person and He was about to go to the church, but his daughter got toothache. So he had to rush her to the hospital, and it got late. And at that very moment, the bomb blast happened in the church. It's such a subtle philosophy is involved there. We never know what is going to happen. Nobody, for example, in Mahabharata, there is one scene. Yudhishthir, the elder Pandav, he is standing like this and a beggar comes. And beggar says, please give me something. Yudhishthir says, no, no, not today. Tomorrow you come, I'll give. His younger brother Bhim starts laughing. Why? Because he says, you told to the beggar to come tomorrow. It means that you have a guarantee that you are going to stay alive till tomorrow. Can we have guarantee for life? Can we say that tomorrow morning I will stay alive? Anything can happen at night. Sudden earthquake and everything is gone. Are we prepared for this paper? What will be the stage of the mind? So much attachments, my this, my this, my that. Baba says the last paper would be the last attachment. Your stage should be Nashto Moha. Smritir Labdha means destroyer of attachment, all attachment, remembering only one father. That's it. I am not remembering anyone. Even if this happened, how much soul should be free from all the bondages at all moments? Because every moment, any moment can be the last moment. So live with that consciousness. Don't further expand yourself. It's a time to pack up. It's a time to go back. This year's theme for Double Foreigner is something like returning home, something like that. Return to the source. It's a time to return to the source. It's not a time to keep on expanding things now. I have one job, let me have another job. I have one house, let me have another house. I have this, let me have another this. Why we are expanding? It means that probably we are not hearing the call of time. So the second paper that is going to come in future or soon would be five elements. They will have a very, very fierce, terrible form. Even if one, as I said, one element is disturbed, everything is in the stage of shackles. Just imagine what will happen. So that's why once or twice in 24 hours, give sakash to five elements. Okay? This is every Brahmin has to do this. It is our responsibility. That go in the angelic stage, stand in front of the globe, out on the globe, through my feet, powerful rays are coming to the entire globe. Through my eyes, rays are going and purifying the air, the atmosphere, the sky, all the animals, fire, water. Give sakash to five continents every day. Go over Europe, give sakash of love. Go over America, give sakash of purity. Go over Africa, give sakash of knowledge. Go over Asia, go over Australia. These are the five continents. Give them sakash every day. Give them power every day. Because souls are very weak, very poor. They don't have any power. Don't expect that the whole Malaysia will come here in the center now. They will come, but later when the time would be up. And there would be only repentance. That's it. So the second paper is going to come is a paper of five elements. The third paper would be bodily suffering, karma bhog, sudden disease, sudden fracture, sudden accident, bodily karma bhog, severe pain, backache, paralysis, stroke, heart attack, anything can happen. And that's why take utmost care of your health in this Brahmin life. And the greatest maya for Brahmins
is food, overeating, obesity, diabetes, and so many diseases. There are three stages in this point. First, take care of your health, leading a healthy lifestyle. In many Brahmins' life, I see there is no place for exercise, walking, jogging, nothing. No pranayama, no asana, nothing. Just gaining weight. The second point is, if you fall sick, don't become a complaint box. Accept it. Tolerate it. And third thing, first was prevention part. The second was, after falling sick, don't become complaint box. And third, even if you fall sick, what are the ways and means of doing seva in the stage of sickness? Search that. And for this paper, one must prepare oneself right now. Lead a healthy life, but know that some karma bhog would be there. Some suffering of the karma is there, of previous births. And suddenly something will come. Suddenly you have gone to the doctor and doctor says, do this test, and they find out it is some cancer. Where is the cancer? Nobody knows. Now a lot of investigations are going on. There is a fear, anxiety, insecurity. What will happen to my children, my family, my husband, so many things. Know well that this body is perishable. Something or other is going to happen to this body, in spite of everything. But still our duty should be protection, taking care of it, because in this body only we have achieved the highest. So this paper is going to come to all of you, all of us, bodily suffering. The fourth paper is the deficiency of all the sadhan, all the facilities of science. Today mobile is there, tomorrow nothing would be there. Just imagine if there is no network, what you will do with the mobile? It will be just a box. Today you can contact anyone, tomorrow nothing would be available. No transports, mic, nothing. No mobile, no transport, no mic, nothing would be there. All scientific inventions, a day will soon come where everything will fail. Baba has said only voiceless will become wireless. You won't be able to contact the person who is at some other place, and you are in floods, and probably at that place there is famine, at the place there is a volcano. So many upheavals are going to take place. Do you think that people of Sri Lanka knew this is going to happen? No. Do you think that the people in the church were aware that this prayer would be the last prayer of their life? No. They were praying God, and that became the last moment of their life. Any moment can be the last moment. Any. Even now, we never know what is going to happen. So that much utmost preparation or awareness should be there in our mind. Ki I must not waste my time anymore. The time is very less. Gear up again. So deficiency, scarcity, or dearth of all the invented scientific paraphernalia. All digital business would be out soon. That with the fourth paper. The fifth paper would be paper from Brahmin family, means souls. We have a very strong karmic account with some soul. Very strong. No matter you have done hundreds of counseling session, discussion, in spite of that, some soul is there who is always in conflict with me. So in this Brahmin family only, also some paper will come. In Brahmin life, this Brahmin family is an examination hall, and every Brahmin is a paper. Every Brahmin is a paper. This is an examination hall. The person who is sitting next to you, just after the class, that person is going to turn into Maya for you. Soon. You never know. Anyone, everyone is a Maya. The person whom you gave course, okay, you spent 7 days and gave him course, then you took him to Madhuban, and you made him meet Baba, and you showed him all the places of Madhuban, you introduced him to Dadi. The same person today will go against me. Anything can happen. Because there is a karmic account. It is not the question that you are the teacher and he was the student. Your student will become your teacher and make you his student. Anything can happen. So this karmic account within the Brahmin family. Next, Laukik family. This is a paper which will come to everyone. We are in Gyan, parents are not in Gyan, family is not in Gyan. Even if they are in Gyan, there would be some strong karmic accounts between them and us. There was a husband who came in Gyan, but his wife was totally against. So she will not allow him to go. What she used to do? When he would go to bathroom in the morning, and it is a time to go to Murli, she would lock him in the bathroom for 1 hour, so that he should not go to the Murli. So, the nearest and the dearest one would become Maya. Laukik. So that is Laukik paper. Next paper would be paper from wandering evil souls. Those who are very weak and those who have their enjoyment in the body, such weaker souls are preferred by this evil wandering souls. Their wandering souls will enter. And it will be very painful experience. It's given in Bible in the chapter of David. In the kingdom of David, that when King David came and he saw that all his subjects, 10 souls have entered one person. And they are running berserk, mad. Somebody is scratching something, somebody is pulling somebody, and they have immense power. All the subjects of that kingdom are tied, but still they are breaking that off. And then he prays to God, "Oh Lord, what is happening to my kingdom?" And then his prayer is heard and all those evil souls go out. That scene is there in Bible described. The same thing is going to come in future. Because just imagine, there is a flood somewhere and 1,000 people died. Where they will go? They will keep on roaming here and there, and they will search weak souls and they will enter that weak body. And imagine 10 souls, 10 different sanskaras entering one body. They will play havoc in that body. The person will behave as if a madman, shouting, doing anything, hitting somebody or killing somebody. Anything. So this paper is going to come, and if you want to remain very strong, your basis of Gyan should be very strong. Your basis of yoga should be very strong. And if you are just indulging in the pleasures of the body in spite of becoming Brahmin, then you are making yourself available for some evil soul to enter. So make your foundation of Gyan, yoga very strong. Then only this will happen. So that is evils. Then the next paper would be paper from criminal-eyed souls. Those who have a lustful vision. Lustful vision. Such souls. Gandhi Drishti, Baba says. Some souls with a very impure vision. Such paper is going to come. Be aware of them. For that you need a very high level of purity. Very high level of purity. If somebody is getting attracted to my body, probably it is my fault. Probably somewhere I am body conscious. Because this body conscious has induced body consciousness in that soul. Or if it is already there, it has added some more body consciousness. And that's why he is getting attracted to me. Dadi Janki has recently given a class where she said, "Let others develop vairag for me." One is that I develop vairag for others. But another is that person should develop disinterest in me. That is also one of the ways, sadhana. That is also one of the effort, purusha, practice. Let others develop vairag for me. That's a very good thing. So this is one paper. The next paper, Third World War. Nuclear war. And if the nuclear war takes place, the whole planet would be extinguished. It will be the worst, because the amount of bombs which are ready, you can't imagine what is going to happen. If America, North Korea, they fight, what will be the result? And in such unstable conditions, just imagine war conditions are going on outside. On the television, you are hearing 100 news. Can you remain stable in the remembrance of Baba? When there is so much upheaval, when there is a curfew everywhere, you can't just go out. The moment you step out, police will hit you. Just go inside. No Murli available, nothing. You can't go to center, nowhere. Just stay in the room, in your house. Emergency would be declared. In such situations, right now we should have the practice of stabilizing oneself, of keeping, reading Murli oneself, keeping stock of Murlis at home, in room, knowledge, keep on churning knowledge all the time. These all things are very important. And practicing bodiless stage again and again. To be in the body, go out of the body. Come in the body, go out of the body. These are the only practices which is going to help. All other things, nothing, how much seva you have done, what you have done, that is everything would be counted as nil. The only practice which is needed is the practice of bodilessness, ashariri avastha. So this is one paper. Then the next paper, paper of old sanskars. Re-emergence of old sanskar. There was anger, you conquered anger 5 years back and anger never came. Suddenly now the anger has come back. Baba has said the paper of BA would come in MA again. There is a BA exam. I don't know whether BA and MA are here in this country. BA and MA, Bachelor of Arts and Master of Arts, they are there, no? Yeah. So BA is first, MA is last, later. So whatever paper you passed in BA, you feel that is done, I have passed BA. But the same paper will come in MA exam again. That Baba has said somewhere. So even prepared. So re-emergence of old sanskars. You thought I have conquered it, but suddenly it will come back again. Even this is the paper. So these are the 8 important papers. And 2 more are there, which may come, may not come. And it has nothing to do with that. They will come in the final times. They can come now also. 9th, financial paper. You have everything now, suddenly bankrupt. No money. Can you remain stable in such situation? Nothing. Right now we have everything. Next day morning, everything is gone. No food even to eat. Reduced to the streets. This is one of the papers everybody will going to face soon. And the last paper, 10th, legal. Legal paper. Suddenly, police have come. Investigation is going on. Court, cases, so many things. All Gyan Yoga gone. When court cases and all those things start. So these are the 8+2 papers that are going to come in every Brahmin's life. I'll revise once again. First paper, 5 vices. That's why I work on vices right now. Just check every day. Which was the vice? Today Baba said a good businessman is one. What he does? He keeps an account. How much is the loss? How much is the profit? Today what is my loss and what is my profit? Be a good businessman. Don't be a foolish good businessman who is going into losses and he is not aware of it. So the first paper would be paper of 5 vices. The second paper would be 5 elements, means natural calamities. Anytime any devastation can take place, be ready. And also keep in mind and prepare your family also for that. That tomorrow I will not be there. Please remain stable. Don't miss me. I am there, but tomorrow I will not be there. That's why do not extend your attachments more to me. It doesn't mean that I stop caring about them. It doesn't mean that I stop looking after them. I will look after, I will care about them, but I still remain detached. Because I know the truth, what is going to happen, because God is telling that. Second paper. Third paper. Body, sufferings of the body. That is in Hindi known as karma bhog. Some or other disease, something will happen to the body. That's why take care of the body. Do annual blood checkup. Every year, do once blood checkup. Go to doctor. Don't attribute everything to psychology. Many people, they say, I am feeling depressed. Why you are feeling depressed? Because a lot of tension is there. This is what his psychology is. But we did the blood test. It is found he has got thyroid. The depression was because of thyroid and he was attributing it to some stress. The depression was because of B12 deficiency, vitamin deficiency, and he was thinking it is because of stress. There was definitely some organic bodily problem which remained undetected. So third paper is karma bhog. Fourth paper is deficiency of all the scientific things, paraphernalia, sadhan. Today everything is there, tomorrow nothing would be there. Fifth paper is Brahmin family. Some paper would come from some family, senior, junior, or your colleagues, or from Madhuban. Then next paper is sixth, your Laukik family. You think that Laukik is very well settled. Don't think that. Suddenly they will become unsettled and they will make you unsettled. Seventh paper is, wandering souls or evil souls. And the only best method to get rid of them is to make the soul powerful. They have no daring to enter a powerful soul. They have no daring to enter a soul which is lost in love of God. They have no daring to enter a soul which is bodiless. The next paper. Lustful eyes. Criminal eyes. And to protect from them, practice purity. Practice samana of purity. I will tell you just one example. Time is getting up, I know. There was one sister. She is at present very senior sister. When she was young, maybe 20-25 year old, once she had gone to some giving some class somewhere, some village, and whilst coming, it was almost 11 o'clock at night. She was alone, young woman, and no one was there. Then a truck was going on by that way. So she waved her hand and stopped the truck. The truck, only one driver was there, probably drunk. And she didn't know, she just got into the truck and the truck started. After some time, the truck driver turned the way to some other place. And she was scared, but suddenly she remembered, okay, this is the wrong place this driver is taking me. And suddenly she just sat in meditation and remembered Baba so powerfully, and she assumed her Shiv Shakti form, that who I am. I am the one who is being worshipped in temples. I am not ordinary soul. I am Shiv Shakti. I am the goddess Durga, Kali. And she just sat like that, very powerful stage. And suddenly that driver, after some time, he felt something is happening. He felt as if some goddess is sitting beside him. And she stopped the truck and fell down at her feet and said, "Please, sister, I am sorry. My vision had changed. I had evil thoughts about you." And she asked for pardon, and later on he dropped her at center at 12 midnight. So remember, such papers are going to come. Because the entire atmosphere of the world is vicious, lustful. Every channel, every video, every newspaper, every media, every book is filled with all such sensual things. So it's less likely that people do not get colored by this atmosphere. And the same people will come to us. So one of the papers is this. The next, Third World War. The seventh paper, Third World War. Einstein was asked, number nine. So Einstein was asked, "What do you think about Fourth World War?" He said it will never take place. Because the third world war will be the end of the world. It will never take place. That's just a Laukik thing. Okay, the next. Old sanskars. So how many are these? 10. 10 or 8? 10. So add two more, which I said. Financial and so legally it became 12 then. So last two are optional. They may come to you, they may not come to you, but still remain ready. That financial bankruptcy may come. Don't think that I am very rich and I have everything. Today you are rich, tomorrow you will be reduced to be a beggary. Anything can happen. So these are the 10 or 12 papers of Brahmin life, which are going to come to each one, and these will be the final papers. The topic was final paper. Actually it is not paper, it should be papers. Not one paper, many papers are going to come. So everyone must prepare oneself to face these papers, and when Baba is with us, all nothing will happen to us. We will easily pass these papers with flying colors. Om Shanti.
So thank you very much, Brother Sachin, for that very detailed and powerful talk, I must say. I've heard this before, but he added a few more points and some interesting stories. So let us put our hands together to thank Brother Sachin.